Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Lonnie Stormo on the line, and he's CEO over at Pops Diabetes Care. Lonnie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Adam. I'm excited to be here.
So excited to get into Pops and what you're doing there, but before we do that, I know you have a unique history. I want to get a little bit further into your background and you know, why and how you launched Pops. Let's start there.
Yeah, so I have 35 years of experience in the healthcare industry. I spent 30 years at the largest medical device company in the world, Medtronic. Did a variety of things while I was there, as you can imagine, over a 30-year period of time, but got a lot of experience. But I saw some things happening in the industry that caused me to kind of think about how I wanted to go forward with the rest of my career. A couple of things. One was I have diabetes personally. I've had adult onset type 1 diabetes for the last 20 years. And so I was managing my condition and was always amazed that even though I had great health insurance, that the way I was managing it was with a test kit that you may have seen if you know anybody with diabetes, and was usually sitting in my bathroom. And I was out living my life. And then every 6 months or so, I'd go to the doctor for 15 minutes. But other than that, I was basically on my own. And I thought, man, this is not changing. How could this possibly be happening in the same way for the last 20 years, and it's not changing? And I saw, as somebody in this industry, that, the consumerism of healthcare was happening. We're all carrying around these really powerful computers that we call phones. And, we have to be able to take advantage of them. And so I left Medtronic 5 years ago as one of the co-founders to start Pops, because we had this idea that we wanted to flip healthcare on its head. And rather than kind of the traditional healthcare management of patients, we wanted to enable people to own their own life and own their own condition using technology. So that's really, kind of my background and how I got to where I am today.
Wow, what an amazing story. And what I like about it is, and my favorite businesses are when somebody sees just this overwhelming need, or they have this urge and they're like, this is it. Like, and you were solving a problem really for yourself is the way it started, because you also had the condition to treat and your needs weren't being met. So you went in the market to not only solve for yourself, but to solve for others. So I love this story. Let's get a little bit further into Pops and what you're doing and how you're helping your clients.
Yeah, so what Pops is all about, as I mentioned, is flipping healthcare on its head. We don't believe in kind of the traditional healthcare that, you have to be managed as a patient. And even the new digital health companies that are coming out, they're basically using telehealth to kind of remotely manage patients. And because obviously they can't stay in compliance themselves, so we have to more closely watch you. And our version is different than that. We don't actually believe in patients. We believe in people. And so what we wanted to do is build a system around a person to enable them to manage their chronic condition, whether it's diabetes or other things, right in their own hands. And so what we do is we give you Mina, your personal AI virtual coach, who is in your phone with you 24/7. Remember, I was only seeing my doctor every 15 minutes every 6 months. Other than that, I was on my own. But now, in between those doctor visits, you can have Mina with you. And Mina is coaching you and helping you take care of your condition in this very personal way and has a personality of your best friend. And then we pair with Mina the simplest way to measure blood sugar that's on the market today. It's a small device. It's about 2/3 the size of your cell phone, and it's an integrated glucose meter. Where I had that test kit before that was usually sitting back in my bathroom, or if I did happen to carry it with me, I'd have to pull it out and sit it on a table and assemble it, and usually became the center of attention, and everybody's like, oh, my Aunt Sally has diabetes too, and all of a sudden diabetes
and you're like,
in the next 10 minutes of conversation. Exactly, yeah. And when you live with a condition and you're doing this constantly, that's the last thing you want to talk about, right? I mean, I'm not embarrassed of it, but I also don't want it to be who I am. So with this now, I can, I'm a runner, so I like to run, and now I can measure my blood sugar when I'm out running beside the road, something I could never do before. And I can walk out of a movie theater without ever stop walking, and I can measure my blood sugar. And so this just makes it now, these two combinations of this device and Mina give you that ability to more kind of real time manage your diabetes and live your life, not have to choose between the two of them.
Oh man, that's amazing. And I don't want to use the word patient, so from the people that you're helping, what kind of feedback have you received on this?
Yeah, that's a great question. We actually got FDA approval of this a little over a year ago and launched about 1 year ago right now. And we have, you know, been thrilled with the feedback that we're getting. So
wow.
We have a net promoter score about 75. And I don't know if you know net promoter scores, but the national kind of average for healthcare net promoter scores is about 9. And, you know, something like Netflix, I don't know their exact score, but they have like a 65, and we're doing 75
wow.
right now. And I think the reason is because people like that something is built for them. And when we started, we said, we want to create a consumer-like experience because all of us, you know, we've had really high consumer bars created for us by great companies like Amazon and Apple, et cetera. So we expect that in everything we do, including our healthcare. And that's kind of the mentality that we came out of the shoot with.
That's pretty remarkable. And I mean, you're really giving people freedom. So, and you gave yourself freedom, first of all, so you didn't have to deal with, no offense to Aunt Sally, but you don't necessarily want to have a 15 to 20 minute conversation about everybody at the table and everybody who's had diabetes in the past and their grandparents. And you're like, all right, I get it. Great. Let's move on. So you've given people, cause that's a shared experience. So like in your community and your clients and everybody else, that wasn't just you who went through that. Everybody went through that, and nobody liked it. And it's like, so now you've really given people this freedom to kind of just live their lives. I love it. It's absolutely amazing. And so, what type of people, not patients, is this typically appropriate for? Because there's some people listening right now that they're definitely interested. They're thinking, oh wow, I have to look this up. POPS Diabetes Care. Let's see what this is all about. What kind of people is this typically appropriate for?
Yeah. So what we used to like to say is anybody who should be managing their condition on kind of a daily basis. And so, you know, there's, you know, people typically talk about type 1 diabetes and type 2 diabetes, and type 1 is about 10% of the population. Type 2 is 90%. And that's a little simplistic in terms of way of thinking about it. In reality, there's about 35% of people with diabetes that are on some type of insulin. Those people should be managing their condition every day. And then there are another 40% who are on some type of, you know, oral drugs, and some portion of them should be managing their diabetes every day. Also, there is a percentage of people, kind of like my father when he became 80 years old, that his doctor said, boy, you have diabetes, you should eat less and walk more, right? Those are not necessarily the right folks for us because, you know, they can manage their condition without kind of, you know, doing it on an absolute daily basis. But we want to help people who should be and need to be kind of managing this condition. Unfortunately, about 50% of people with diabetes are out of control. And that's what causes diabetes to be one of the most expensive chronic conditions in the United States, actually in the world. And really, it's that kind of opportunity we're going after.
So, Lonnie, if somebody is listening to this and they want more information on POPS or to connect with the community, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, the absolute simplest way is to go to popsdiabetes.com, just like it sounds, popsdiabetes.com, and there you can find out more information. You can actually send a contact us email to us very easily, and we address those right away. So whether it's a person with diabetes or one of the organizations we sell to, which we have focused our sales on health plans that are offering this out to their commercial clients, or to employers who have employees and their spouses who and other covered lives who they want to give a great benefit to. And so those are the customers that we reach to, and those customers can reach us through the website also. I'm also on Twitter at Lonnie Stormo, and obviously on LinkedIn.
Fantastic. Well, hey, Lonnie, it's been awesome having you on the show. Love all the great work that you're doing over at POPS to help the people that you help. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. Hope you had a lot of fun listening. We had fun making this and bringing it to you. If you did, don't forget, subscribe to the podcast. If you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give that a subscribe and leave us some comments in the video section. Let us know what you thought, what you're working on, what kind of business you have going. I'd love to connect with you and engage there on the YouTube community. And Lonnie, thanks again for coming on the show.